Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Hurricane Nate has made landfall along the U.S. Gulf Coast, moving inland now through the states of Mississippi and Alabama. Nate's winds have decreased to about 110 kilometers per hour and expected to further weaken as it travels over land. Of most concern is the storm surge, which could bring 3-meter-high water swells on shore. In its wake, Nate left at least 25 people dead across Central America. Spain's prime minister says he will not rule out using constitutional powers to take away Catalonia's autonomous status if the region declares independence. VOA's Steve Miller reporting now on the pro-independence demonstrations across Spain.
Tens of thousands took to the streets of Spain in pro-unity rallies. This as political tensions rise over calls for Catalonian independence. Spain's Prime Minister, Mariano Rajoy, has said he won't negotiate unless the push for independence is scrapped. Meanwhile, Catalonia's secessionist leader, Charles Puigdemont, has announced he will make an address to Catalonia's regional parliament on Tuesday. Puigdemont had planned to declare independence as early as Monday before Spain's constitutional court blocked that sitting of parliament.
That is VOA's Steve Miller reporting. Explosions at a natural gas station in Accra rocked the Ghanaian capital, causing a massive fire that forced residents to flee. Reuters reporting that there were casualties, according to the Deputy Information Minister. Ghana National Fire Service spokesperson told the French news agency AFP that a tanker delivering natural gas to a petrol station caused the explosions. Huge fireball was seen in the sky. This is VOA News. Bangladesh's prime minister says her government will continue to support nearly 1 million Rohingya Muslims who have fled neighboring Myanmar to escape the violence there. We get more now from VOA's Mia Bush.
Sheikh Hasina said the government was pursuing a plan to build temporary shelters for the Rohingya on an island with the help of international aid agencies, whom she praised for their support. She made the statement at Dhaka Airport on her return from New York after attending the UN General Assembly session.
UN has described the violence in Myanmar as ethnic cleansing. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence visited Las Vegas to express solidarity with the residents and visitors who were shaken by last Sunday's mass shooting at a country music concert that left 58 dead, nearly 500 wounded. Meantime, U.S. federal agents have begun removing from the scene of the shooting personal belongings to concert goers. They left the things behind when they fled from the bullets spraying into the crowd at the hand of Stephen Paddock, who later killed himself. Investigators continue to explore the possible motives of the 64-year-old shooter. Australians have handed a 51,000 weapons during the first national gun amnesty in more than two decades. The government says the amnesty has helped to reduce the risk of firearms falling into the hands of terrorists as well as criminals. We get the latest now from Phil Mercer in Sydney.
Authorities in Australia believe the three-month gun amnesty that ran through September 30 has made the country safer since a mass shooting in the state of Tasmania in 1996. It's estimated that there are about 260,000 unregistered weapons in Australia, which has some of the world's toughest gun control measures. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says the measures are critical to Australian society.
Now, it's vitally important that we maintain our gun control laws. They are among the strictest in the world. We've seen the shocking tragedy in Las Vegas. The killer there had a collection of semi-automatic weapons, which a person in his position would simply not be able to acquire in Australia.
Anyone found with an unregistered firearm in Australia now faces up to 14 years in prison or a heavy fine. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
London police have ruled out terrorism as the motive behind a car incident that injured a number of pedestrians near the city's Natural History Museum. Police said earlier they were keeping an open mind about the incident after initially saying the accident was not being treated as terrorism. Britain is in its second highest security alert level after five deadly terror attacks this year.
That's the latest world news from VOA.